WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 238, Riding the Seas with Nemo and Friends. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we make our way from the front of Epcot and go under the sea in search of that adorable little clownfish.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Folks, it's not looking good for Walt Disney World this September, at least not for us. With COVID cases on the rise in Florida and around the country, Tracy and I are really trying to think about, you know, wants versus needs. Sadly, a trip to Walt Disney World with limited experiences, I might add, falls more in that want category right now. We're leaning towards pushing the trip off till December, at least. You know, thinking if we're going to have to wear masks all day, we can do it without the oppressive heat. In any case, we'll definitely be keeping everyone posted. In the meantime, though, I'm thankful that we have enough memories in my backlog to share with all of you, so let's hop back into another memory. In today's memory, we'll continue our day from September of 2016. You'll remember we began our day in the Magic Kingdom and have now park-hopped over to Epcot. We're joined today by my extended family, and we're going to pick up as we've all made it over to Epcot, and I've made it through bag check and enter the park with no problems. We're going to join back into the memory just after we stop for a moment for a family photo in front of the fountains and decide to head to the right, you know, the west side of Epcot, for a ride on the seas with Nemo and friends. You'll be able to hear us pass under Spaceship Earth and out by the Fountain of Nations, which are just finishing a show. We'll make our turn through the breezeway, passing by the open doors with air conditioning. Ah, that feels so refreshing. But continuing on and stopping in front of the Seas building and spending a few minutes watching the seagulls and occasionally getting splashed by the surf. After a few laughs from the little ones, we'll head inside, basking in the glorious air conditioning and effortlessly making our way through the darkened queue under the sea where our clamshells are waiting. As we board, Tracy and I get our two kids this time, and we're off on another undersea adventure. The old attraction was a great aquarium and a lot of fun, but adding Nemo pluses it, as only Disney can do. In a park filled with IP, if the Seas didn't have Nemo, they'd never be able to compete. My kids can't wait to head over to the Seas now to ride the ride and chat with Crush, but then take a few minutes and look at the other exhibits as well. It's definitely a great place for families, with little ones for sure, but even the bigger kids still love it. Before we jump into today's memory, I want to remind you how you can find out and contact me or follow me on social media, find show notes, see photos and video, and of course become that show supporter all on our wdw-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and you want to help support the show, you can become a patron supporter and as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as $1 a month. I especially want to thank all of my patron supporters for your continued support of the show. Those monthly donations help to ensure the future memories for everyone listening. Finally, we're holding at 165 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Thank you, though, to all of you for your ratings and reviews. If you would like to leave a review and maybe hear it on the podcast, make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave your feedback there. These reviews help the show be found by more subscribers, plus they give potential new listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Also, while you're listening, maybe take a moment to help me spread the word and share that you're listening and loving this memory. Tell a friend, post on social media. Just think, maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World is just what someone you know or love needs to get through these stressful times. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family on our 2-day trip to Walt Disney World, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we explore the big blue world with a clownfish and all his friends.
How long was it?
Like 25, 30 minutes.
So you were queued outside.
I was like, no way am I going to wait that long for this ride. I got the Fast Pass for it. There's not many things I can get Fast Pass for with Alonzo anyway. So
yeah.
I got the things that I knew nobody wanted.
Fountains are going off. Yep. Hello, Wade. Somebody's excited about Nemo. Nope. Hi. Oh, you should have had them. Well,
Oh, now it's 15 minute wait. Hold on, Lila.
You miss those days of stroller parking.
There are some nice things about not having to carry a backpack. They're programmed as a random.
It's a randomly programmed rhythm.
There's a random number generator that can happen.
All right, let's go. I love Epcot. Lukey's just excited to be able to run. Hey, Mikey. Mikey, are your shoes lighting up? Are your shoes lighting up? Come on, Lukey, this way, Lukey. Head back to the country soon to find some food.
Yeah, no.
Something like that. You see that, Susie? Watch. What are they going to make? Oof. We're coming. We're coming. Yes. He's here. Oh. Thank you. So they're skipping. Timing.
Into that?
Bye.
Good job.